This is CliffCentral.com.
All she needed was some headphones.
Hello. My name is Mark Abdulli, hanging out with Ria Betwisisele. We are the Worst Gays. And it's another episode of the greatest show in the world.
Yeah.
It's so good to be hanging out with you guys as always. The Worst Gays have been on a journey, man. We've been on a crazy journey doing comedy. We've just come from an epic comedy show. We always having shows. And the last week's one was absolutely incredible. Like, we did stand-up comedy as well as improv. Improv is something that is new to us, but you know, we're still in that game. And I don't know, man, how do you feel about our journey so far? Because let me tell you guys, we are genuinely starting to see all our ideas that started out as nothing in 2015 manifest into reality. And firstly, how does that make you feel? How do you feel when you see shit happening?
I believe more in myself.
Mm-hmm.
I start to believe more in the power of actually doing and walking in faith, not by sight. Because, like, we learn so many lessons from spirituality and religion and stuff like that, but we don't actually implement them. Mm. We don't know how to read them. I've learned how to speak the language of the universe.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's a real thing.
Yeah.
Do you read omens?
Fuck.
Yeah.
I feel like omens have become a lot more visible now.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they've always been there, and I've been able to retrace my steps and been like, wait, but that happened in my life when I was younger. That was an omen for that time.
Yeah, and you're seeing it now in hindsight. I see. Yeah, so we just want to talk to you about our journey, right? And tell you about how hard this shit is, right? Because a lot of people want to be great, a lot of people want to do great things, but they're not willing to do what it takes. And we're just going to break it down for you about what it is that we have done. So maybe you could have like an inside scoop on how much it's going to take from you, really. And the God honest truth is that it's going to take everything. Nothing more and nothing less. But let's get right into it and tell you exactly where it all began, yo. Where it all began. So, it's 2015. Niggas are all working 9 to 5. Come from universities, from schools all over the country, after having gone to high school together at a place called St. Andrews. St. Andrews was where we all met, right? And then we came here and life was real. Nobody told us at St. Andrews how real life was. You know. Everybody tells you how tough it is, but yes, us, no. Y'all should have told us it's going to be this tough. I don't know. So anyway, we go to a top billing audition for the presenter search. We all flop. The three of us, myself, Ria Betwisisele, John Ngamali.
Well, it was a commendable effort by Mr. Malcolm too. He got further than the both of us.
Yeah. But I mean, like, we still didn't get anywhere really worth our while.
Nothing to write home about.
Yeah. Not after standing in that line for 5 hours was what I got worth. So then afterwards we realized, like, okay, should we all want to do something with our lives that it doesn't involve chains and shackles and shit and, you know, not being who you are? Firstly, that is the most fundamental part of this journey, is that whatever you do needs to be connected with who you are, your soul, your person, and what you want from this life. And I think that's the most difficult one, because you have to be really honest with yourself and you have to be willing to throw away the things that you always thought were the right ones because of the way the world is structured and how you've been told to live life. So that's a very important part of the journey, is understanding who you are and that you're allowed to be that.
Mm. I think that there's a time in your life where you wake up. I was talking to Z the Entertainer And he was talking about, like, there's a moment where you just realize, oh, shit. I can do anything I want.
Absolutely anything.
I don't know what's... I'm stopping myself. I'm limiting myself.
Mm.
And that's that moment when your level of consciousness starts to elevate.
Yeah. And you don't have to ask for permission.
Yeah.
You don't have to check in with anybody. It's really all you, dog. It's just you. And hopefully your homies, if you got fams, keep the people close, because it is savage out here. So anyway, we're at 2015, right? We're at Beer House Comedy Night. We are so stoked to have a fucking show at Beer House.
Jeez, can I interject there?
Interject.
2015, July, August, actually, Mark steps on stage. Kamikaze. Breaks through to the next round. Runs to tell me, hey, dog, there's this thing called Kamikaze for the comedy industry. This is an interception. Let's get inside. So I'm like, you know what? Let's do this thing. Mm. I get there. It's a vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Myself and Mark both, you know, proceed to the final stages, the final round. Sadly enough, not being given the recognition. Now I'm chill.
No, it's cool.
True.
Yeah. No,
he ain't never tell no lie.
For me, what was dope about that is that was our first time doing stand-up comedy, and to get to the finals, I think that's quite a feat.
There's another omen.
Yeah. So that's how we knew we had to carry on. Had meetings with the gents. There were a lot of us, gang, five. What did your homie at the store say? How many of you?
Oh yeah, yeah. You know. A wise businessman, I was talking to him, one of my clients, and then I was telling him, I just started my own entertainment company, you know, and I'm like, he's like, okay. I'm like, yeah, there's five of us. He's like, whoa,
how many of you?
Yo, I know, no, it's too many.
It's too many.
And I was out there fighting. I was fighting. I'm like, no, we brothers. You know, we're going to push this together. It's tough.
No. I think the only thing was that people in the crew didn't realize how real it was.
Yeah.
For us, more than others, I believe, genuinely. Otherwise, they'd be here too. But it wasn't a thing of, it wasn't personal.
Yeah.
We just wanted it so badly that it didn't matter who was coming along.
Or how long it took.
Yeah, or how long it took.
Still here.
Yeah. So I had meetings, had chats, but you know, chats never go anywhere. Eventually, we just went into Beer House like, yo, we doing comedy. You guys want a show? And they just fucking gave it to us. I don't even know why, but they just did. And that's also, you know, I genuinely do believe in higher consciousness and, you know, your intent bringing out the results
that you want. Yeah.
Yeah. So when you put that out in the universe conspires to help you, like our boy Paulo Coelho says, right? And I think that's what that was. I mean, like, he doesn't know me from a bar of soap. I'm not a comedian yet. At that time, I'd say I'm still shit, like in comparison to where we've come to now. And he doesn't know me from a bar of soap, but he's like, okay, shit, it sounds like you guys are dope. Let's try this out. Eventually ambush somebody. We get a sponsor. We get a dope ass sponsor at our show. And the first show was a flop.
Wow. I don't even think a flop is still,
an understatement.
Sugarcoating it. It was, for those of you guys who have ever been to, like, for example, like Truth or something, and you try and hold a conversation in there, it doesn't work. No.
Yeah, it doesn't. So we're at Beer House. And you know, Beer House of Forest is a lovely place, but it's so rowdy and loud. And like, we did our first show outside, because we thought all the people would be there listening, but people are just having their own fucking time doing cocaine and Red Bull. They don't give a shit about comedy. And because it wasn't sponsored, people didn't pay. Yes, if you're a comedian looking to start a gig, make sure people pay for your gig, because then they'll take the comedy seriously. People who don't pay don't respect comedy. So, yeah, big ass flop. Acts didn't even go up. They're like, nah, we can't do this, you know. But we didn't let that take us down. I mean, we carried on doing shows at Beer House. We just tweeted a little bit, did it outside. I mean, inside rather. Mm. And, we had more people coming in. It was still a little bit difficult because it wasn't a comedy room and people who came there didn't come there to see comedy.
Yet there was this, there was this drive within us, this belief that we could make this work.
Mm. Do you wanna talk a little bit about where you were personally at this time?
Me, myself, and I.
Oh,
see, if I do talk about where I was personally, one thing that I would make reference to would be my relationship.
Oh yeah.
And this it boils back to that whole thing of having a support system.
Mm.
You know, having the right people by your side, like you said. You know, I was dating. You know, I'm one of those niggas. Hey, my homies, even back in high school, they were saying, dude, when are you not dating? You know?
Yeah, I'm, you I'm, love love. That's cool.
Talk, I love love. Like, I'm randomly single. Not that I'm hoeing. I'm just in long-term shit. I mean, long-term.
Long-term.
Long strokes. So, yeah, I was in a relationship, but my partner didn't seem to believe in my dream back then, you know?
Mm.
And I can't blame her. I can't blame her. It's not her dream. It's mine.
Yeah.
And I can't force her. I can share my dream with her. I can share my aspirations with her and tell her the game plan, but I can't make her believe that, yo, this nigga's really going to do it. She's just going to have to believe it for herself and witness it happen.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, she didn't want to. Like, all of the shows that we did at Beer House during the year of 2015, in the first year, not one was her attendance at. She didn't attend one.
Yeah.
So that's.
So you didn't get the support that you felt you should get for doing what is actually the bravest thing a man can do.
You know?
You know, is go against everything that he's told about safety and comfort and security. And still make that work. Obviously, at the time, she didn't know whether it was going to work. But the fact that she wanted to do it, she'd be like, fuck, I'm with one of the real ones. You know, somebody who's here to do something. And that's what we're here. We're here to cause a service. We are here to service the world. What can you do that will best service the world? You know, stop thinking about the idea of what you've been told. And start thinking about what do you have that nobody else has that the world needs. There has to be that thing because you exist. And you wouldn't exist if we didn't need you.
Now we're still in 2015. Like, a hell of a lot happened in, you know, the second half, the last two quarters of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And you also asked me, like, where was I in my own personal space, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But what people don't realize is that everything that we post on social media, most of the time, especially from my side, it's positive because I want to put positivity out into the world.
Mm-hmm.
But don't for a second get to thinking that we aren't going through negative shit.
Yeah,
everybody
has
their shit.
Positivity is not the absence of suffering. Positivity is realizing that suffering will always be.
Yeah, and it'll end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm suffering right now, but I know it won't last forever.
Mm-hmm. But then what I'm trying to say about it is that there'll always be problems.
Yeah,
for until the day on your deathbed, you're like, shit, who's getting my pension? Fuck, my daughter married a nigga. Oh, no.
See what I'm saying? But then you, in your life, where were you at that time? Because you had, when we started The Worst Guys, you were the first one to, you know, dive into the deep end of the swimming pool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow, that was rough. Okay, so this is the toughest part, all right? Going balls to the wall. I was literally crashing on friends' couches because got kicked out of the house for many reasons, but one being that I didn't want to do what under normal life described or prescribed, rather.
Can I tell you guys, like, this guy, seriously, there was a point in my life where I was like, okay, this guy is full of bullshit. How can you just quit your job now? And
the whole world must take care of you.
Dog, you know what? There's a greater purpose.
Mm, and there is. And you see, there is an element of selfishness. If you're thinking about this, I won't even lie, there is an element of selfishness. But I was so convinced that I was right. Thank God I was.
I think you always knew.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was so convinced that I was willing to lose my pride for what was coming. And on top of that, I knew that it wasn't just for me. And it's still not yet. The people who are around us have yet to feel the impact of what we are doing and how we can actually help each other. It's all about helping each other. But I had to do it through myself first. And I had to say, okay, fuck everybody. Let me do this thing. And over time, you see, this is why it's important to be present and to be able to find joy in present moments, even when you're suffering. Because if you can find joy in the present, you'll find joy in the future too. And even when there's struggle, I knew I had so much joy in my life because I was in suspense in midair, floating with the universe. You know, everything I did was within line with what was happening around me in the planet. I didn't have to force anything. I didn't have to think about anything. But it was dark because nobody knew me, so I obviously wasn't getting booked for any gigs. I was still broke as fuck. Like I said, I was couch surfing. This couch surfing thing is real. Like, I feel like my life is every single rap song. For real, for real. But then obviously you can't couch surf in people's couches forever. Eventually my brother found a place because he had a stable job at the time. Crashed in his couch for 2 years. And he was supporting me as well. And you know, you also feel like a burden. And yeah, I'm just telling you guys everything. This is the truth. This is what's hidden behind the tip of the iceberg. What people don't see happening. And you know the words, guys. We tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing. But we ain't hiding behind nothing.
We ain't never tell no lie.
We ain't never tell no lie. So it was fucking hard. I went through obviously depression. I didn't want to do much.
Yeah.
And like it was. It was one of those things where you start to feel like, okay, maybe I did make a mistake and maybe everybody is right. Because for 2 years not making any money, that's like fucking insanity if you think about it. Like, look at your life and think about 2 years without any money.
And now keep in mind the people around you.
They are also working and you busy doing nothing, in inverted commas. So you have to throw away your pride. I'm sorry, but that is gone. If you're going to go for the true thing, you're going to have to, you know, break outside of. Do you know what I mean? But honestly, if you listen to all rappers, listen to all musicians, listen to all successful artists and people who have broken out of the mold, they all go through that. Every single one of them. I was even so glad to hear on firstly the Chance the Rapper line, nightly searches for a bed. Now I just came off tour with Troy. Yeah, nightly searches for a bed. Ain't no lie. You know what I mean? And also the Frank Ocean line where he's like, I'll sleep, staying with you and I didn't have an address. Fucking on you and I didn't own a mattress. Guys, as dope as it is going now, I still don't have a mattress. I still don't have a mattress. I'm still sleeping on the couch. So the reason for that being is because I eventually took over the lease of my crib, right? Because my brother lost his job. He got retrenched. And that shit happens, you know, like now two of us don't have a job. But then Lord God swooped him. Allah came and blessed me with a good job.
Hey.
Took over the lease.
Before you can continue there, what does spiritual belief have to do with your success right now?
Everything. In all honesty, I don't know how I'd do it without a belief in a higher power, because most of the shit that I go through, I just let go and I say,
let go and let God.
God, this is your thing. I didn't ask you to put me here. Why am I even here? You know, and that's kind of the approach you should take. That's why I think life is a gift, because you just here. You didn't ask for this shit. You didn't plan any of it. So why are you putting so much pressure on yourself? Let what has been given to you be given to you.
Mm.
And let it be given to you in the way that it's meant to be, that you don't understand, that you could never understand. But in order for you to understand it, you have to connect with your soul. You have to connect with your purpose. So yeah, anyway, took over the lease of the crib that my brother found. And I won't lie, it was probably the greatest moments of this journey so far for me personally. Now we're talking about person. We'll still get back to all the shit that the worst guys have been doing. That was probably the greatest moment, because I'm like, you know, when you don't have a job or anything like that, it's so hard to get anything from the bank. You can't get ID. You can't get anything, any sort of administrative thing. So I literally vanquished off the planet. You know, I didn't.
Mm.
Excuse me, I didn't exist in terms of administration.
Mm.
So to have that, yeah?
No, this is a totally new point. Mm-hmm. I was just trying to listen to you. I thought you had wrapped up. Sorry, that was my bad.
Am I going too long? Okay. Long strokes. John Tissot told us. Moral of the story is I went from couch surfing to couch living. My brother still sleeps on the bed because, yeah, I'm a nice guy. And, you know, it's weird now changing it up. But we are okay. Do you know?
Yeah.
There's food at home. You know, there's blankets. There's warmth. And this is all based on that idea, that stupid nigger who dropped his job and was sleeping on people's couches, you know. Now I own the couch, at least. At least I'm proud to say. So you see, what I'm trying to say is that there's still a ways to go.
There's always a way. And if you can make it this far on the arts, then now it's just about, if you can, it's like what you said, if you can live or survive off of the arts, then you can make a living off of the arts. Mm. If you can survive off of the arts,
you're already there.
You can make a living off of the arts.
Yeah, because that's the scariest part for most people, is that if they shoot for it, you know, how are they going to survive?
Yeah.
And I can tell you that you can. As artists, as you can survive, you can live, and you'll be okay. And the best part about this whole thing is the joy. You know, I'm thankful for my freedom. I'm thankful for living the life that I want to live, and fully and thoroughly, you know, from morning till night. There's no part of my day that I ugh to, unless I'm like really tired and I want to go to sleep. You know, we all have those things. But in terms of what it is that I do, I don't have that. And I think that's such a gift that I'm willing to throw everything away for. I'm literally willing to die for that, because I've experienced it now and I can't.
You don't want to give it back.
I can't go back. Yeah. I can't.
There's a point where you can't go back.
Yeah.
And even while you're on the road to being so far gone, there's people you let go of as well. Mm. Like, you got to realize that some of your friends aren't going to be your friends anymore.
Yeah, yeah, that's
true. And that's a tough reality to deal with, not only for them, but for you.
Like,
people that you grew up with from the youngest of ages. You know, you guys are basically blood, but your level of consciousness is just surpassed his, whereas it used to be on the same frequency. It surpassed his so much, and
you can't relate.
You can't even pull him because he doesn't get it.
Yeah,
he doesn't get it.
And you can't force that on somebody.
Exactly.
Yeah. So fast forward. Let's fast forward to 20.
No. You can't fast forward.
All right.
Even in 2015,
uh-huh,
to get to 2016, we were walking around in the complex late at night.
Oh, yes.
Until the early AMs in the morning. Uh-huh. One of the people in the complex, right? We walk in, sipping on coffee, you know, coming up, having a creative session, basically, myself and Mark. One of the people who stays in the area.
Craig Tibbett, shout out. If you're listening to this by any chance, Craig Tibbett, this man gave us one of the greatest opportunities in our life.
So, we're like to him, listen, we through to the finals of the kamikaze competition. Would you like a complimentary ticket to come watch us? No, he says. No, but I know Joe Parker. So, you know, I can always get there if I wanted to. But I own a couple of Sun Internationals. Mm. Maybe I can hook you guys up with something. 3 months into the game. 3 months.
What is this thing? Maybe why do people just believe that we're dope? Like,
I think, can I tell you something?
Mm.
Confidence goes a long way.
Yeah,
if
yeah.
I don't know who told me about the story of this rapper, I think it was Little Dicky, who just went and he shot a music video at a rich person's.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He went around and he shot the whole video based for free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, who in the game right now has the audacity to go to somebody's, yo, hi. Yes, your house it's crazy. It's mad dope. I'd love to shoot a music video here. I haven't got no budget, but we're already here, so can we shoot?
Mm.
Yeah, go for it. If you have the there's a saying that says,
fortune favors the brave?
Yes.
Yeah?
Fortune favors the brave. He who dares wins.
Yeah, I 100% believe that, because it worked for us. He hooked us up with our first big show. And that this made us have to come up with a business. He booked us a slot at Carnival City, the Mardi Gras Theater in Carnival City. And we were there. We had our own suite, like backstage, with our names on the door.
Star suite.
I even remember the door said Star Suite. Now we are tripping the fuck out. We are like 6 months into comedy now by the time the show hits.
What was that? May 2016. May 6th.
Doug, the whole industry is like not knowing who we are. But here we are doing a show at the Mardi Gras Theatre at Carnival City, selling through CompuTicket. And that's why we had to kind of form a business, because CompuTicket don't pay no knickers. You got to have that PTYLTT, baby. Yeah. Start that business, start that bank account, and the rest will happen. Trust, trust, trust. Even now, our bank account, yo, it takes knocks, but we're coming, we're coming, we're coming. Yeah. Wait till I give my money right. And this is also another reason why I have no shame in telling my story, because I know we gonna see the future first. We've been all the things we everything I said it happened. You see what I say when I say my life is a rap song, guys? These guys are preaching the same truths that we are knowing and understanding now. And it's fantastic to see. So we got this show, went really, really well. Like more epic than I could have ever dreamed, and like
we
the after party
even
was so
had
dope.
Simple stories.
Yeah. Like, and they blowing up.
I've never seen a special like that.
Yeah. Please. We came with something wavy. Afterwards, went to the hotel room, did some cocaine, did some boom, boom, boom. You know, it was like some proper
Somebody lie.
It was like some proper rock star shit, you know. Although it was a road launch, I fucks with a road launch now, boy. We may not have internal heating, but we do have African weather.
One of the best, guys.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was definitely career highlight number one in terms of comedy. And, yeah, then Beer House didn't work out eventually, obviously, because people weren't invested. Tried another gig at Giles, but that venue itself wasn't really going well. Left there, then we were stranded for like a year. We couldn't find another comedy venue.
The whole of 2017.
Venue. The whole of comedy, 2017, we weren't really running gigs, and we were dying for something to do, you know.
I think that's when we were at our hungriest.
Yeah. Pretty close now.
No. 2017,
yeah,
was a trying.
Yeah.
Like, it tested who's really on and who's not on.
Yeah, it tested our relationships. It tested our resolve, it tested our belief in what we are doing.
Mm. There was a time when I was about to be like 50 Cent, get the strap.
Get the strap. Yeah. So 2017 was, yeah, very, very trying year. And don't forget, all this time we broke. Well, it's more specifically me, ain't making no money, dog. Like,
hey,
just scraping the
broke.
Yeah. No, for sure, because you obviously were more financially stable, so you contributed more on the financial aspect. But that was, it's imperative. Money, you need money to exist. And that's why we're saying you need to work as a team. And with your team, figure out what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are, where you can help each other, where you can uplift each other, you know, because you don't all have the same gifts or talents or abilities or resources. So communicate that with your team. You know, come with me, okay? Literally, your team is your boss as well. You say, guys, this is what I have. I think I'm the shit. Do you accept my proposal? Yes, no, maybe. If they say no, convince them. If they say no again, you need to find somebody else. Because if you don't reach the goal, change the steps to the goal, not the goal itself.
Yeah.
All right.
I think many people as well, they don't necessarily feel like it could be possible, and they make numerous plans. But the thing is, with having numerous plans, you get distracted from the first one. No. I'll always have a backup. And then in case that one doesn't work out, a backup. Mm. That just goes to show how much of a lack of faith you have in your actual dream.
And can I tell you something? If you are being true to yourself, you'll have all the faith in the world.
Yes.
I can guarantee it, because then there's nothing else that you can be. I can't do any. That's why I'm saying, like, I can't go back. I just literally cannot, because I know that's I've experienced the thing. You know what I'm saying? It's like after hitting your girlfriend raw for the first time. After that, it's over. You know, maybe the first couple of days you can put a condom easy, but afterwards you hit it for the first time, you're like, ah, guys.
Yo, why did you make condom sound like so easy, my guy?
I'm sure he uses a lot. Oh, I don't know.
No, Smithy doesn't look like the kind of chap to use.
That's why he's got kids with women and men. Fucking blozero alo.
So now, I'm also saying now that something that'll make it hard for us to go back, not even hard, because I don't want to go back, is just the time invested.
Yeah.
Like, time plays a vital role, because it's a commodity that will never ever get back. I can't go and erase things that I've done in the past. I've done things already that have led up to this point. So right now I'm focused on the time spent, every single moment, every single minute. What is gonna, you know, make sure that I get steered into the next step and then a better direction. You know, if your time isn't spent wisely, guy, it's over.
Yeah, time is the most valuable resource we have. You can't get it back. You can't do anything with it once it's gone. And you can't predict whether you have it in the future. So you've got to actually just do it while you have it.
Even the little time that you have, make use of it. I tell people at work that I believe in. I'm like, yo, look. I know you're not meant to be here, bro.
Yeah.
Just as much as I am. But here's the thing. You got to use any amount of time that you have towards your dream. I asked this one guy, he was off, you know. Marco, I was like, yo, dude. I just texted him at like 9:30 at night. I'm like, yo, dude, I see you were off today. What did you do towards your dreams? He's like, no, look, I'm sorry. I had to, I was out with my wife the whole day. And then that, I'm like, no, dude, I didn't ask what you did. I said, did you work on your dreams today? He's like, no, I just didn't have time. I'm like, dude, stop explaining yourself. It's yes or no. Straight up. Because even if you do something for 5 minutes with your dream.
100%. People, you know, the craziest thing is people always trip when you tell them to do something every day, like it's impossible. You do so much shit every day. You eat every day. You shit every day.
You tweet every day.
You tweet every day. Just do something different every day. That's literally all it is. Work on the thing that you want to be. And I don't know, I struggled with this for a long time as well, but it just makes so much sense. You know, it just makes way more sense. But I want to go back to your 2017, right? Through this this tough year, what kept you going?
The support that I had.
From?
And I won't lie, Morgan has held me down, bro. And
Shut
my
up.
Family, I won't lie, they've been there. And the fucking team, guys.
Yeah. The
worst
team.
Guys alone. Like, for us to, you know, they say this is a proverb. You need to, I don't know, what is it? Be friends, but do business like strangers.
You know, I get that. I get your sentiment.
So, but anyway, all of the support structures that were in place kept me going. And the fact that I had so much time invested, and it's what I want, and I'm going to die for what I want. I'd rather die trying. Just like 50 Cent. 50 Cent's Get Rich or Die Trying was the first hip-hop album I ever had in my life. I remember.
He got you with his words of wisdom.
My mom even bought that for me. So I was like, I'm going to live this out to the fullest. She doesn't know how much of a superstar she created.
She made, just by...
You know when she's paying for Abo Groza, you slide something in there.
Smarties.
No, I wasn't fucking with no smarties. I was fucking with Get Rich or Die Trying.
Hey, mama, this guy got shot 9 times. Yeah, I want to be just like him.
Hey, nine. You want to be about 29 times.
I'm strong. Tawara.
So now, like... You just have to keep on keeping on. There was times when I thought, you know, dude, I lost 20 kgs at one point. Niggas don't know that story.
I remember, because this guy is obviously he's into fitness and bodybuilding. Obviously, he was big man.
I lost
all the time. We were chilling with your university mates. And like, hey, can you comedy outfits?
Why? You're literally laughing your ass off. My pants, my suit pants, I was drowning in my work attire. Yeah,
this guy was rocking skinny boy swag, guys. Skinny boy swag.
You're broke.
Yeah,
surviving on Doritos and yogurt.
Hey, dog, for lunch. Have you ever had Doritos and yogurt for lunch? If you want to get your dream, you're going to have to.
You know what I'm saying? 20 kgs. But, like, it's sacrifices that we've had to make.
Yeah.
You know? Also, when people say that, I always procrastinate. No, you don't. And I learned this from Eric Thomas, hip-hop preacher. He says people don't procrastinate. You're not a procrastinator. You can't be a procrastinator. There's no such thing. You just don't have your priorities in order.
Yeah, because you're doing something. You're here.
You know? And he used the example. If I told you, all right, be here 3 a.m. tomorrow morning, all right, and I'm going to give you 500,000 rand.
You'd
you will be
there.
Here
at 2:30 to make sure.
I'm not missing this one.
You know, maybe he'll give me a bonus, 500,000 if I come 30 minutes early. You'll be there. But if I told you, be at 3 a.m., we have to do a stock take class, so don't play lower 1 year. Because it's not your priority to come to stock take at 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. But to get that guaps, it is a priority.
Yeah.
And I'm out here chasing my dream, which I know is going to get me those guaps. So it's a priority to me.
Okay. So now, from 2017, let's move on to... Okay, towards the end of 2017, that's when we really started to see some sparks.
Hey, fireworks.
That's where I opened for John Flismas.
Hey!
Went to Cape Town to perform at the Cape Town Comedy Club.
It was the second half of 2017 that changed the game.
Yeah.
When we started coming out with gig guides for Malcolm.
Using those pictures. And
but here's the thing. When we started to decide to invest in a commodity in the worst guys and mold around it.
Like, it's like any of the artists that we have. Because the big idea, if you guys don't know, I don't think we talk about this enough. The big idea of the Worst Guys is to be an entertainment hub, a place where artists can be found and sourced from us. Professional photographers, professional comedians, professional musicians. We want to be the biggest South African music and entertainment empire that there is. So in order for us to do that, we have to start treating our own artists the way we treat any other artist that comes into the fore. And that takes a lot of removal of ego. I think that's something that people struggle with as well, in understanding how to use your strongest player or even your most average player, or, you know, which gap do you put people in to make the whole picture better, as opposed to making everybody feel good about themselves. It's the fact that you're part of it means you should feel good about yourself. It's like being in a World Cup final and crying because you didn't score a goal. Great, go score a goal, but you're playing in a World Cup fucking final. And that should be enough.
Dude, a great analogy. Mandela was the guy. Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela was the guy, all right? He's the one who fought freedom and shit like that, along with all of the other... struggle warriors. The Mandelas of this generation, they are also living to that hype. But they didn't fight for nothing. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They didn't have to go through his struggle. But they are glorified in that sense. Do you get what I'm saying? Because they have that name. They're a part of that. Do you know?
Yeah. You see, okay, the thing for me is that I genuinely believe that we should do better than our ancestors.
Yes.
Because things have broken out of the mold so much from between like the 17th and 18th and 19th centuries to now, we kind of glorify the old days. We glorify 90s R&B. We glorify all our old musicians and artists. But they are leaving us with a message to do better on. So what's our better? What's our next? Where's our Michael Jackson? He's here. He's here. We just got to stop thinking about the old one. He's dead and gone. But we need a new message. We need a new leader. We need a new stance on how we look at the world, right? So I've always believed that as much as we should appreciate history, we should look at it going forward.
No, what I'm taking it is when one shines, we all shine.
Yeah, 100%.
The spotlight was on Nelson Mandela, but now the spotlight is on the whole family.
The whole country. Everybody's flourishing.
You see?
Everybody's in, you know, the zone. You know, not the zone that they want to be in necessarily, but the shackles are off. He achieved his goal for himself and more.
And now it's up to the next person to come remove the next link in these shackles and to break it down even more. Because there's still so many structures that need to be broken down. Mm-hmm. But everybody just has to know their role and play well.
All right, cool. So 2017, it starts popping off towards the end of the year. Now let's talk about 2018. 2018.
2018,
baby. All right. So it seems that the prophecies on December 31st were true, that 2018 is the year, because that is exactly what it's been. Like, 2018 has been incredible. The biggest thing for me personally, and also the Worst Guys, everything that one of us achieves, we all achieve, as we have just mentioned, was, and I could talk about it now because I've signed the contract, I've been paid and everything, is the BBC show that I'm on called Good Omens.
Oh yeah, that was first in line.
Yeah. And the fact that the show is called Good Omens is is a good omen. I don't know. Is that cheesy? Whatever. So it's based on a book written by Neil Gaiman and Terry Pratchett, right? And I got the call in the taxi from my agent, bro. I'm out here going to buzz my work that I do with children. I've got all this luggage on me, fucking cushions,
in
buzz
a blanket. Taxi.
Yeah, yeah. Hula hoops and shit. I'm a professional moving clown, mobile clown. And get this call. It's like, yeah, so you just landed your first international gig. I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, you know that audition you went for the Spidery Demon with Krista Schaumburger, who's a great casting director. I'm like, yeah, 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 I remember that. And she's like, oh, well, you got the part. I was like, hell fucking yeah, man. Told these niggas I'm shit since 2015. Been telling y'all. And that was a big moment for me because it was such a big platform to be on not being known. The BBC is the oldest television station in the world, guys. And further than that, the cast that I was part of, I was a principal. I was a guy who gets a fucking trailer when I got there. Boy, they fly me out to Cape Town, trailer vibes. Yes, sis. Living like that actor's life, you know, chilling in a hotel, a 5-star hotel, beautiful view of Cape Town, all on the house. I'm on Long Street. Like, I'm starting to live in the dream now. You know what I mean? And like the dream at the highest level. If you think about who I'm in the cast with, like John Hamm, Michael Sheen, David Crawley. You know David Crawley, or David Tennant rather, he played Barty Crouch Jr. in Harry Potter. And Harry Potter is one of my favorite movies. I'm like, this is, he's just here on set. Yeah, what's up, Dave? You know? So I'm living the dream at that level. Obviously, I'm not in the starring role. It is still coming. Only been here 3 years. But that was huge. And then children's theater happened, which was really, really cool. Learned a lot from that. Savannah Comics Choice nominee for Newcomer of the Year. What else has been happening this year? This year has been crazy. Yes. Then this motherfucker, like, no, I must respect your business acumen, my boy. This guy got us our gig that we run now every single Thursday. Come through tomorrow. Our show is always hot. Always, always hot. The lineup changes. But more specifically, you get the worst guys and nobody does it like us. And we were looking for a place for so long. 2017 was dry, as we told you. Then we finally got Giovanni's. Now this place, love lives here. There's a fire. We switch the mood down. We turn the lights off. We got the spotlight on the stage. We finally got a mic stand at our show last week. We actually had a competition. The audience named the mic stand. And what's the name of our mic stand?
Big Mike.
Big Mike. Big Mike. That's the name of our microphone stand because we've been doing comedy for 3 years. This is our first mic stand.
If you missed it, you missed it. You should have been
you
should have been
there.
It
was beautiful. There was water. Holy water.
And chokers.
Chokers. Yeah. So, like, we've been doing comedy for 3 years. We've only afforded our first mic stand. That should just tell you how difficult this is. And this is with people who are making money, you know. We only got our first mic stand because there's so many other investments, especially if you don't have that injection and you're literally doing all on your own.
Indie.
Independence is also vital, I believe. Because then nobody can control you. Nobody can influence you. Because we started shooting skits. Oh, I can't believe I forgot this. We've got a fucking TV show now, guys.
That's the thing.
A TV show that we have complete creative control over. There are 3 cameras in the studio. We have a crew that does this for us. They do graphics for us. They do our intro sequence. 4 cameras. Yeah, they have to have the wide shot. And then each of us have our own for a direct shot. And we have a producer. And we have, yeah, creative control, which is the most important thing. We literally chill in there. We have a hubbly set up there. We have a couch. We talk about issues that we think about. It's similar to this, but for TV. Like last time we had an episode, Do You Believe in Ghosts? And we had these chats. And we try to get, like, to see if we can smoke some weed in that studio. And obviously they said no. But they said, okay, we'll allow a hubbly. And now we just put the weed in the hubbly, bro. Like a fucking worst guy do. So like to live like that is something, it's another dimension, you know, and it's almost, it's weird to live inside your dreams because now what do you do when you sleep? You know, real life has almost become stranger than my dreams. So it's, it's happening. And we can all see it. And you've heard what it has taken. You've heard that it has been hard. You've heard that we've lost friends. You've heard that we've failed many, many times. And this is just in the 3 years. We are still going to fail. We are still going to struggle. But we struggle with glee. You want to know what it takes to succeed? Everything. Yeah. You've been hanging out with the worst guys. We've just been talking about our journey, man, and how long it's taken us to get to where we are. And where we are is practically nowhere in terms of the scope. Should we tell the people what our vision is, or should we just let them see it unfold as we live?
Yeah, there are going to be many more podcasts like this where we're just going to have to update you guys. This has been the Worst Guys Public Service Announcement.
Yeah. You heard it here first, though. And honestly, guys, we're going there, and we want you guys to come along, and we really do appreciate every single one who fucks with our vision, because we do understand that it's different and it's new, and I think it's exciting, and to have people who actually get it is, it's incredible to see, and it makes us know that we're not just crazy, because a lot of the times people just like to brush you off as irrelevant, crazy, stupid. So having you guys in our corner, if this is playing in your ears, you're in our corner. We really, really do appreciate it. We really do. So thank you very much. If you want to follow us, we're on Instagram as The Worst Guys. We're on Facebook, The Worst Guys. And on Twitter, we're at @_worstguys. Just look for the bow tie, baby. We're some sophisticated goons, but we got some class, yo. We got some class. All right. We've had quite a lengthy conversation. I think it's been very good and very insightful and very valuable. And we can't wait for you guys to see what we've got in store for you, because there's so much more. We still got to make music. And music is something that we all love here as The Worst Guys. It's just probably the hardest entertainment industry to break through. So we kind of doubled up. We took a short left here, and now we're going to meet them around the corner. Né? Okay. So yeah, there's so much more for you guys. Please stick with us. Stick with us all the way, till the wheels fucking come off. Yeah, for now, we're just going to wrap up with The Worst Guys Cypher. I know we usually do a little bit of news, but we are running out of time. So I just want to give you guys this message. If you want to do it, fucking do it. All right. But yeah, it's time for The Worst Guys Cypher. We're going to wrap out with a song that we make up on the spot every single time, right? Every single time. What do you got going us for us there, brother? Let's see what beat we can get. Oh, advert first. You gotta pay your dues. You gotta pay your money. All right.
I gotta stand up for this one. I can't even hear myself in my mic right now. Okay, yeah, hey, dream chasing, steady dream chasing, hey, dream chasing, man, I'm steady dream chasing my dreams.
Dream chasing
my dreams,
steady dream chasing my dreams,
dream chasing
my dreams, steady dream chasing my dreams,
dream chasing,
steady dream chasing my dreams,
dream chasing,
steady dream chasing my dreams,
dream chasing
my dreams,
steady dream chasing my dreams,
dream chasing
my dreams,
steady dream chasing my dreams.
2015, I broke onto the scene, comedy, smoking weed,
hey,
chilling in the car, motivation and bars, pizza around, I'm with the fellas. Hey, riding around four ways all day, day and night, everybody knows we get it right. Hey, smoking weed, getting high, everybody knows that we are now the worst guys. Hey,
dream chasing,
hey,
steady dream chasing our dreams,
dream chasing,
hey, steady dream chasing our dreams,
we dream chasing
our dreams,
steady dream chasing
our dreams,
dream chasing
our dreams,
steady, 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 steady. I'm just trying to keep it low key, I'm just trying to walk with the homies, I'm the man, follow me, and I got the way, I got the plan. You guys don't even understand when I tell you the truth, you better listen. Everybody wanna glisten, everybody wanna shine, nobody wanna put the grind. I know that this shit takes time, and I know that it's all mine, so I'm not afraid. I'm here on the stage, I'm making you laugh, I'm going lyric, hey,
hey, hey,
and I know you wanna be my bae.
Dream chasing, steady dream chasing my dreams,
I'm dream chasing,
steady steady dream chasing my dreams. I'm dream chasing
my dreams.
Steady dream chasing my dreams. I'm dream chasing
my dreams.
Steady dream chasing my dreams.
I had to dig deep in myself to find out when I'm by myself. If I really want this, then I have to give it all myself. All by myself. All by myself. But I had a team work with me. I go by the name of R-E-H-A to the B. I couldn't do this by myself. I had to trust somebody else. I had to trust my fucking bro. And I had to trust no fucking hoe. Cause hey, all these hoes will tear your ass apart. Got a one. Only one that will search for your best interest. And my best interest is to get this interest. I'm talking about the capital. Then capital W to the O-R-S-T. We the worst guys, G's. Hey, we the worst guys, G's. And always have been.
Dream chasing, steady dream chasing my dreams. I'm dream chasing, steady dream chasing my dreams. Dream chasing, steady dream chasing my dreams. I'm dream chasing
my dreams.
Steady dream chasing my dreams. I mean, I think about this all the time.
All the time.
I don't even sleep. I wake up, get on the grind.
I'm
trying to get this money now. Everybody know I'm funny now. Everybody wanna take a picture in town. Chill, take a break. I'm still getting late. Cause I'm standing in the taxi line. And this shit is not so divine. So I'm trying to get to a plan. No for fucking Uber. No Uber for me. Maybe Taxify, my G. Cause that's the next place that I gotta be. Before I get chauffeured in a Lamborghini. But it's okay, I'm gonna go on with my pace. Johnny Walker, keep walking, cause I know I'll win the race.
Hey.
I'm just dream chasing, steady dream chasing my dream. Dream chasing, steady dream chasing my dreams. I'm dream chasing, steady dream chasing my dreams. Dream chasing,
hey.
Steady dream chasing my dreams.
Visualize,
dream chasing my dream.
Realize,
dream chasing my dream.
Visualize,
dream chasing my dream.
Realize,
dream chasing my dream.
Visualize, realize, 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 realize,
worst. This is CliffCentral.com.